Thank you and good morning. The city of Willits is regularly featured in stories regarding the effects drought is having on California communities, and that may be because Willits city leaders saw the problem coming and began addressing drought issues early last year. It began with a call for voluntary conservation, a second call for more conservation, and then in January escalated to a Phase 5 public notice that mandated households limit use to 150 gallons per day and that businesses cut back on water use by 35%. City Manager Adrian Moore said that the conservation has helped and, along with recent rains, has pulled the city back from the brink of a collapsed water system.
The conservation efforts that the community has been implementing have been significant, and we've seen the results of that, and it's helping us extend our water supply.
The city has taken emergency measures by digging new wells, but drought has no timeline.
But we are still moving forward with this emergency project because it really is necessary. We have a lot of concerns about, you know, we're going to be heading into the warm weather season before you know it, and we need several more good rainstorms to really turn this drought circumstance around for us.
There are many communities like Willits that are suffering from the effects from persistent drought. Restaurants have been forced to reduce hours and lay off employees because of mandated water restrictions, and the agricultural industry has been hit hard as well. On Wednesday, state lawmakers announced that more than $600 million in relief funds have been authorized. The money will be used to assist communities with water conservation and water capture projects, to help ensure at-risk communities have access to fresh drinking water, and to fund projects for more efficient water use in general. The bill also provides increased funding for conservation core units for fire prevention efforts in at-risk communities so that massive water output is not needed as the fire season approaches. The Fortuna Police Department is asking for the public's help in locating 54-year-old Terry Turley, who was staying at a motel on Riverwalk Drive and who has not been seen in 3 days. Police were called to the motel after Turley's dog was found alone in the room, and her out-of-area family confirmed that was very odd behavior because Turley was very close with the animal. Turley, an adult white female, could be driving a green Chevy Equinox, license plate number 5PLD164. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. 32-year-old Jared Hernandez fled Ukiah from Mexico 13 years ago to avoid serving a 32-years-to-life sentence for the murder of Michael Williams in August of 2000. The Ukiah Daily Journal reports that Hernandez, who pled guilty to murder, arson, and burglary before fleeing the country, was arrested by Mexican police in Ensenada and extradited to San Diego and then back to Mendocino County. Hernandez pleaded guilty to killing Williamson with a bat during an attempted burglary and then starting a fire to cover his tracks. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
One morning in March can make a real difference for the future of a high school student. This is Jim Ritter with Humboldt Live, the Arcata High School Career and College Center, and the Decade of Difference Initiative. On the morning of March 12th, we will be coordinating our job shadow, which gives students a hands-on, real-life look at what a job or profession involves. Please call me at 839-5114 to sign up to host a student for Job Shadow. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The City of Arcata conducted its mid-year budget review this month, and according to the numbers, city revenues will fall short of initial budget estimates. The budget shortfall is partially due to the lack of revenue received from the California Department of Finance in regards to the city's old redevelopment agency. City Manager Randy Mendoza believes the city is still in good fiscal shape, but steps were taken to cut down on costs.
The departments gave back some revenues that they didn't use. And for instance, one thing, if there's some openings in our personnel accounts, you know, in a city our size, we have about 130 employees, and there's always some positions that are open, and we were able to consolidate some costs back from that.
Mendoza added that the city needed to utilize its reserve funding.
We had to dip into reserves to pay for, you know, to offset some of these things. And we like to keep a 20% reserve, and we had to get down to about a little over 14, which is well within prescribed recommended amounts, but still Arcata likes to be a little more on a conservative side.
City officials anticipate a surge in revenues once the Department of Finance approves a payment plan, and when that happens, the city will begin sending money to the auditor controller at the state level and receive 15% of that funding back in property taxes. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.